This week on HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com, GPO can make claiming decisions easy. Hi, I'm Chris Stein, a certified financial planner and a finance instructor at Colorado State University.
And I'm Jim Solnia, also a certified financial planner.
And welcome to this week on HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com. So this topic comes up. We were helping someone recently in the office here, and something kind of eye-opening occurred. This particular client is subject to the GPO, or Government Pension Offset, which you can learn in more detail what this is through our other posts if you search right here on the blog site, Government Pension Offset, or GPO. What this is, just to give you a quick summary, is a way that the Social Security system adjusts the Social Security benefits for spouses and survivors only. That's the only two places where this affects. And it affects those people that are have the ability to claim a spousal or survivor benefit who also have their own what's called a non-covered pension, which is a government pension from a job where they did not contribute into the Social Security system. And the reason behind this, just very quickly, no great detail, is that it's essentially a fairness adjustment. Without this adjustment in place, people in those circumstances would get a greater benefit possibility from spousal and survivor benefits than was originally intended. Again, learn more about that in other blog posts. So the point here is we had a person who was interested in finding out about their options for Social Security claiming. They had a government pension, and I've put some random numbers together that kind of simulate what we ran into, but I won't give you any detail, of course, to keep this anonymous. Their government pension was, say, $1,050 per month, so they were receiving that. They also had been had the right to or had earned, well, they didn't earn it, but they had the right to a spousal benefit from their spouse's earnings record. And that spousal benefit was going to be available to them starting here in the next couple of months. And the spousal benefit turned out to be about $950 per month. If they didn't have their own government pension, that would be what they would be entitled to, assuming there were no offsets for working or claiming early. Now, this particular person is only about 63 and a half with a full retirement age of 66. So that means of that $950 spousal benefit, they didn't have the right to all of it, but rather only about $765. And that's because they're claiming early. Again, if you want to know more about that, we talk about early claiming in several blog posts that you can go and
yeah, people can to. Just go right to our website, helpwithmysocialsecurity.com, especially if you're living off a listening off of iTunes. Just go to helpwithmysocialsecurity.com and right in the search box, type any of the words that Chris is talking about, GPO, file early, anything like that, anything
spousal
you want to know,
benefits.
Spousal, and the post will pop up on many posts where we talked about those items will pop up, and you can find the one you're looking for.
Right. So in this case, if she were to claim the spousal benefit at her earliest availability, which would be, say, next month, it would be $765 per month. However, I mentioned she had this government pension of $1,050. Well, the GPO works like this. The Social Security system will reduce your Social Security spousal or survivor benefit by two-thirds of your government pension. So in this case, two-thirds of $1,050 is $700. So once again, she had the right to $765 from Social Security, but they're going to reduce it by $700, leaving her with just $65 per month. And her question was a common question. Should I claim now or should I wait a little bit, wait till my full retirement age?
And can I say one thing before
Absolutely.
You go on?
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I want to say, listeners, for those of you, especially those of you who are going to be subject to the GPO, before you start thinking this is unfair, read the blog post or listen. You can do one of the both on our website. Read the blog posts, or better yet, listen to Chris and I's audio blog post under GPO. Just type in GPO on our website, and you will understand why the government does this. And in all honesty, people, those of you who are subject to GPO, I know you're going to think it's unfair, but it's still much more fair to you than everyone else who doesn't have a government pension. And if you listen to our blog post, you'll see what we mean.
Okay. So under her basic scenario, which is claiming right now at her age 63 and a half, she'd only get about $65 a month. Well, we always run a hypothetical and see, well, what would happen if you wait? Well, if she were to wait to 66, which is just 2.5 years later, she now would have the right to the whole 950 spousal benefit instead of the reduced 765 that I described before. The GPO would still be the $700, so the offset is $700. So if she starts with 950 and then they take away 700, that's pretty easy math. That's going to leave us with 250 per month. Drastically higher than the $65 per month. In fact, 385% higher than the $65 a month she would have gotten by claiming at 63 and a half. So this was shocking, really, to see a scenario where waiting just a very short period of time, we usually think of waiting as going to increase your benefit some small marginal amount, especially if you look at it on a month-to-month basis, just a little bit. But here, waiting 2.5 years, so say 30 months, her benefit is going to go up by almost fourfold, almost four times, from $65 a month to $250 a month. In other words, if she were to give up 30 months of $65, that would be a total of $1,950, $1,950. And then if she turned on her benefit at full retirement age of $250, she would recover all that money she gave up in just 10 months. And then from that day forward, she'd be receiving $250 a month for life, adjusted for inflation, instead of only $65 a month for life. So in this case, the reason why I titled the blog post, GPO Can Make Claiming Decision Easy, this one, I would hope, would be fairly for most people, a no-brainer. In such a short period of time, just 10 months from her 66th birthday, she will have recovered all the money she gave up by waiting. And then she will be receiving almost four times every month a benefit than had she started it at 63 and a half.
No, I think this case, when you showed it to me, it did make us go, wow. Every once in a while, we come across these things that make us go, wow. It's mm-hmm. Hey, we never mm-hmm. thought of it that way, or we never seen a case so blatant as that GPO case was. Mm-hmm. And in this case, and again, you have to go read some more. We don't want to blog too much on what GPO is because we'll be here forever. Read our other blogs. In this case, she still comes out better than people who aren't exposed to GPO, people who are just receiving two Social Security benefits. She still comes out better because she is going to get some type of spousal benefit under...
Right. Her total benefit, remember, she's getting $1,050 in the right. pension and the $65.
Correct.
Or $1,050 and the $250.
Whereas if they were a married couple and both were collecting Social Security and one passes away, there is no... yours plus theirs, or yours plus a little of theirs. So even though she's subject to GPO, she's going to get her government pension plus a little bit of the Social Security benefit.
Right. So that's our update today on helpwithmysocialsecurity.com. I know this was a lot of numbers, so you're confused,
it's very confusing.
All,
GPO and mm-hmm. WEP, any government employee out there, if you're exposed to the government pension offset, GPO, or the windfall elimination provision. I actually don't like WEP. WEP to me is unfair. But WEP or GPO, if you're exposed to them and you don't know what you have and why, reach out to us and we can help you understand it.
Right. So hopefully that gives you some insight. We'll be back with you next week with another post on helpwithmysocialsecurity.com.
Are you interested in your own customized Social Security analysis? If so, visit us at helpwithmysocialsecurity.com and click the Contact Jim and Chris button. Jim and Chris offer a $75 Social Security optimization analysis that includes a one-hour consultation to discuss the specifics of your Social Security situation. This very affordable offer is for both singles and couples and will provide you the information you need to make an informed decision about claiming your Social Security benefits.
Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Jim Solnier, LLC, and Cambridge are not affiliated.